And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. We start with NCAA President Charlie Baker, who discovered that playing both sides of the transgender athlete debate's not exactly as easy as it looks. Under grilling from Senate Republicans, the former Massachusetts governor tried claiming federal law forced him to let biological males compete in women's sports. That is, until Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri reminded him that no such law exists. While Baker is dancing around basic biology, a UN report revealed that male athletes have already claimed over 890 medals in women's competitions worldwide. Apparently, following the science stops at the locker room door. The Supreme Court will decide if states can stop subsidizing Planned Parenthood through Medicaid, taking up South Carolina's case after Governor Henry McMaster directed health officials to cut off the abortion provider's funding system. And Planned Parenthood, they claim that the money only funds other services. Of course they do, but McMaster notes that every dollar they receive for routine care frees up another dollar for their primary business, which is murdering innocent unborn babies. The Ohio Supreme Court has just ruled that boneless wings can in fact indeed contain bones. A decision that took, get this, 8 years of litigation after a customer suffered permanent injuries from an unexpected bone in his supposedly boneless meal. The court's wisdom suggests that perhaps maybe we should just start calling them what they actually are, chicken nuggets, or as CNN might say, mostly boneless. A Spanish murderer learned the hard way that timing is everything when Google Street View captured him loading a suspicious white package into his trunk right when police were searching for a missing man. After discovering the incriminating photo, investigators tapped the suspect's phone and found him living with the victim's wife. The lesson here, if you're going to commit a crime, maybe check for passing Google cars first. Or a better lesson, just don't commit the crime. And California voters have finally had enough of catch-and-release shoplifting, passing Proposition 36 to let police arrest thieves. Governor Newsom opposed the measure. Of course he did, claiming that it would return California to the 1980s mass incarceration, apparently preferring the 2020 style of organized retail theft. In the state Senate, which last year tried making it illegal for store workers to stop shoplifters, seems equally confused about which side of the law they're actually supposed to be on. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks, and if you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.